New York ISO, Stakeholders Discuss Cluster Study, System, and Resource Outlook, written by Vincent Gabriel, and read by an automated voice. Arine Szilard, New York. Following the intense discussions of the reliability planning process reforms earlier in March, New York ISO's Electrical System Planning Working Group/Transmission Planning Advisory Subcommittee discussed modest updates to several ongoing projects at its March 9th meeting. Incremental tariff revisions to the Cluster Study Enhancements Project are intended to improve the interconnection process by reducing the administrative burden on applicants, said Teen Nguyen, Senior Manager of Interconnection Projects. The overall goal is to decrease disputes and withdrawals from the interconnection queue. New York ISO later presented the most recent update to the 2025-2044 System and Resource Outlook Study. The final report is due the second quarter of 2026 and forecasts system conditions over 20 years. Preliminary results, posted in January 2026, found increased load growth in generation in New York with less reliance on imports. New York ISO also asked stakeholders for feedback on potential sensitivity cases. Stakeholders asked for more clarification on how New York ISO arrived at its assumptions for nuclear capacity in the study and questioned if the scenario, which predicts several gigawatts of new nuclear in the capital region, was accurate. Stakeholders said most of the interest in nuclear has been concentrated in the northern part of the state near Oswego. They were also uncertain if the ISO's assumptions for downstate hydrogen production were realistic. Sarah Karkner, New York ISO, Manager for Long-Term Assessments, said the notion new nuclear capacity could come online by 2038 was based on publicly available data for lead times and that 12 years seemed to be the soonest. Lastly, New York ISO presented a modification to its FERC Order 1920 compliance. Instead of the previously proposed timeline that would have created 4 to 5 year gaps in the rollout of system and resource outlook studies, New York ISO will perform the study every 3 years and have it align with New York's coordinated grid planning process.